wise or individuals wise. So it's okay. But at the same time, encourage.
I tried to read the purport beforehand.
Yeah.
And I would, if there are important points that Srila Prabhupada makes in there, then I would summarize that.
That's good.
Along with the text.
Yeah, that's good. And then, you know, that's those that just want to hurry up and get to the end because they're pressed for time, and you're on the call, they know you're going to do your thing. That's just part of what being part of the call is. You're going to do your thing. So you be respectful of their careful measuring of their time, and at the same time help them get appreciation, like what's in the purport. It's really good stuff. Okay. You have something?
Well, it's just all those Gajendra prayers and Bhishma prayers, all these prayers.
Mm.
On my own strength, I cannot pray like that. So can we personalize these prayers when we are offering it to Lord?
Yes. There are different types of prayers, and those are two different types of prayers. But it's good to become familiar with, and even more than familiar with, become, as far as possible, enter into the mood of standard prayers, because we're here and these standard prayers are up there. So then it will help you, at least understanding what the standard prayers say, to formulate more appropriately your prayers, personal ones.
I was meditating on the Vrittasura's, I was listening to that Vrittasura's prayers.
Which ones?
Vrittasura's
prayers, wow.
I almost memorized the three of them.
Wow.
But the mood was, he says Dasana Daso, and it's like, oh my God, I'm not at that level. And so I was thinking, is it okay to pray like that?
Yeah. You're honoring the person who's honoring the Supreme Lord. They're very special. You have something else?
This is a way of asking to confirm my understanding. In 7.137, Narad Muni says, the person who has animosity with Lord or demoniac relationship, attitude toward the Lord has a lot more intensity for love. Is that?
That's what he's saying. Not intensity for love, but intensity of concentration.
Right. So when they get liberation, the liberation is...
It depends. You, there's no cookie cutter answer to where they go.
Okay.
It depends.
Okay. But ultimately, our goal is to attain the love of Godhead. Did they get the love of Godhead or not?
Your question is, do they?
Do they, yeah.
No.
Okay.
Well, that, you know, there's a procedure. One has to get mercy of a devotee to get some bhakti, and then what to speak of pure bhakti.
Okay.
Depends. Everything depends. So we're ready for some online ones?
Okay.
You have something else?
Do the residents of other planetary system engage in the devotional service?
Yeah. Hmm? Why not?
I thought normally they desire to come on the earthly planet. And
no, but they're doing some service. I mean, come on.
So why do they want to come to back to the earthly planet?
Well, you know the answer. As those who are more elevated, they understand the opulence surrounding this heavenly situation invites becoming attached to the opulence instead of attached to the Supreme Lord. They're in the mode of goodness, So there's attraction for the Supreme Lord. They're not like bad people, they're good people. But with the opulence, there's a tendency for distraction. And so better is this place where there isn't so much, the same amount of opulence. You know, and where there are association of pure devotees, I want to be in that place. And it's not every demigod is thinking in this way. Some are.
Okay. Yeah, but I heard that he went back to his own planet and continued his devotional service. So I was just wondering, are they doing devotional service?
Well, okay. They're engaged in service. You have something? No. Okay.
First, Pranahaya Prabhu has been listening online. So he wanted to let you know.
Pranahaya. Asking Krishna.
Oh.
Cook.
Okay.
The cook.
And he also has a question.
Okay.
How can we take punishment as the Lord's mercy? Is it practice or more hearing? For instance, in the kitchen, I may get burnt several times. But then thank Krishna thinking that he is purifying me. Is this simply an artificial imposition? Or how to be genuinely thankful to the Lord for his punishments?
Well, be careful when you're in the kitchen. It's not Krishna's being kind to burn you. You're being inattentive, and therefore you get burned. So, you know, someone that's very attentive isn't going to get burned. But aside from that particular example, a lot has to do with understanding Krishna's nature. And a lot of the ability to understand Krishna's nature has connection with eye and mind consciousness. So if I'm thinking in terms of the body, consciousness is covered, and therefore I'm going to also think about I'm the doer. My endeavor and my results, and then if Krishna doesn't provide results that my expectations are dictating, consciousness is covered. So it requires to get to that place where when there's some thing that comes, some unpleasant thing that comes, some reversal, using Prabhupada's language, the understanding that Krishna is kind. And in the end, good fortune is coming to me from this misfortune. The spiritual good fortune is coming. I mean, there's multiple verses that explain like this, but he can read the Brahma Samhita verse, yes, twindra gopa matavendra mahos for karma. That one, pandana rupa palabhajana matanoti. Because that verse and the commentary, Bhaktisiddhanta's purport, make it very clear. When misery comes, it's Krishna's kindness uprooting at the very root one's affinity for fruitive activities. So what's the affinity for fruitive activities is I and mine, and evil desire is the other thing he says. So just read it carefully. It's a good one. So is it not an artificial imposition? It's a matter of Krishna consciousness, recognizing the very kind nature of Krishna, including when there's some misfortune comes your way. Krishna didn't stop being kind to look the other way and went to sleep or something.
We have two questions from Uttama Bhakta Prabhu. I feel when Krishna takes care of the demons or Kamsa, it's one punch and done. But Lord Rama gave a long leash and even accepted a couple of setbacks before taking care of Ravana. Any significance?
Well, I don't know if the contrast is just fine, because when it came to destroying Ravana, it was one arrow and he was done. But there was, or Lord Nrisingadev in fighting with Hiranyakashipu, there was, you know, it went on and the demigods were going, oh, finish him. And so, or Krishna in the coils of the Kaliya serpent, and it looked like Krishna was getting the worst of it. So it's not exactly like he says. But when it came down to it, it was, you know, done.
Next question from Uttam Bhakta Prabhu. Are visible attributes of a mature devotee only a tip of the iceberg?
Yeah.
Question from Amara Devadasi. My understanding was that all devotees want to ultimately live with Krishna, but the Vidyadhara asked to resume his duties on his planet. Is it not the eagerness to go back to Krishna that pleases him so much? Or is he happy with our remembrance of him while performing our duties?
It depends on your Krishna consciousness. Krishna has so many different devotees with so many different dispositions and so many different stages of their awakening of Krishna consciousness. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches something that, you know, we're not, it's not our qualification. Bhavatad bhakti rahai taki twayi. All I want is your undivided devotion. You can send me wherever you like. And, you know, that's not where we are. And it's good to want to be with Krishna. It's good to want to be with Krishna. And it's better than good to be in the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. So, it depends. Krishna is pleased with the devotion of his devotee. And so promoted is the gopis, who were ready to go to hell if it meant they could help relieve Krishna's headache, etc. That's it. Yes, you have something.
Yesterday, I think we've been talking about this. In the spiritual world, there is still some fear or anxiety, you said, right?
Well, we just heard the gopis were feeling fear.
Yeah, but from what I understood, Vaikuntha means without anxiety.
But is it, that's material anxiety.
Yeah.